RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
As we welcome in Trista, this is Emi. I completely forgot TK has a dentist appointment today. So she's jumping on with us. She's live in the ride. TK, what's good?
I'm in the parking lot, baby. No, not driving. We can take the seatbelt off. You know who was in a seatbelt this weekend?
Who's that?
Brock Purdy.
He was?
He was in a seatbelt. Oh, yeah.
He was?
Yep. Christian McCaffrey averaged 3.1 yards per carry. He was in a seatbelt as well. They had to target him 10 times.
Seattle defense pretty good in Seattle on top of that. I think that's a good defense. It's a tough game. Brock Purdy made all the plays you need to. He's a winner. That's what happens.
He's a winner. Probably say the same thing about J.J. McCarthy right now, too.
Oh, J.J. McCarthy, definitely a winner. I mean, he won an O. What'd you think of that interesting quarterback duel last night on primetime?
I think, as somebody who did Chicago sports radio for a long time, that they're probably melting down, just absolutely distraught about being up as many points as they were up, as late in the game as they were, and then you still find a way to lose. I literally was talking to my friend who's a Vikings fan, and he goes, and they were up whatever it was. It was the biggest lead that it was. And he goes, watch Chicago lose this game. This is the game. These are the types of games that Chicago still loses. Somehow you might want to bet the Vikings right this second. And sure enough, I think the Vikings scored 3 straight times going down the field. So I think Caleb looks better. He missed a lot of guys still. He missed that DJ Moore touchdown wide open because he was looking at the flat, which I thought was like probably more to do with, I don't know if you guys remember, but Caleb's offensive line last year was one of the worst I've seen for a rookie. They were almost none of those guys are on this line now. So I think he was looking at the flat because he didn't know if he had enough time to deliver that ball to DJ Moore down the sideline to get a touchdown. He's like, let me just get it out quick to the flat and just get these easy throws so that I don't get my head knocked off. Speaking of that, I think he threw a couple of hospital balls, which is sort of becoming the rap on him that he's delivering the ball to his receivers in a place where they are in grave danger. But overall, I thought him running the ball looked better. His decision-making looked better. He looked much more poised. He was super evasive. I don't even know how he got out from under duress like that. I don't know if you guys know which one I'm talking about. It looks like he should have been sacked and somehow got positive yardage out of there. J.J. McCarthy looked fine. Like, I am not a big J.J. McCarthy. I'm not like thinking anything of that performance, really, other than the fact that he was mic'd up and he stayed very delusional and positive about the team when they were down as many points as they were down. And if they wouldn't have won the game, he would look like he was clinically insane today. Where he's like, oh, where would you rather be anywhere else with this? It's like, yeah, we're down 3 touchdowns. Actually, I would want to be somewhere else but here next to you. Like, actually, Sam Darnold's looking pretty good right now. So I watched J.J. McCarthy a lot at Michigan. I actually went to the Michigan-Michigan State game. And I don't think he's that great of a passer, honestly. So I didn't see anything spectacular that I thought was something that gave me anything different. I just thought that there were some fluky things that happened from Chicago that gave them opportunity. So Caleb looked a little better. J.J. McCarthy looked okay. But I don't think we have enough information on these two teams to make a determination.
See, Tristan, we were just talking about, I think Caleb looks the same as he's looked at USC. And I said this is his problem, is he's unbelievably gifted, unbelievably talented. That pass in the first on the first drive on the sideline, I'm not sure there's 7 guys in the league who can make that pass with that velocity and hit it on a dot.
Oh, like the one to Rome?
Yeah,
the
it's crazy. The one-legged on the sideline, that was insane. But the two that I look at is he had the fourth down to DJ Moore that you've got to hit him. Like, he's there. Make the pass across the middle and hit him. And then later in that fourth quarter, the tight end was running wide open. There was nobody around anybody in the middle of the field. And Caleb just throws a fastball right by him, just right by him. And my buddy, he had the perfect analogy. He said, Caleb, because I don't think he's accurate at all. Like, he can't throw on a consistent basis. And he says he's a guy that can hit a fall away turnaround 3 with a hand in his face, but he can't make a free throw. That's a problem.
He's Ace Bailey. He's Ace Bailey. My man can hit the most insane shots you've ever seen. But, like, can you just, like, one dribble pull up with no one there? Can you do that? Because that's mostly what we need you to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, all the spectacular stuff, let's work on doing that after you can achieve and be elite at all the basic things.
What was the thing that surprised you the most from week one?
Boy, I said this on... By the way, can I shout something out really fast?
Mm-hmm. Always.
I just started a new series with my buddy Nick. Oh, where did you guys go? With my buddy Nick Costos called, look at me, Snap Judgments, sponsored by BetMGM. So we got a twice a week show sponsored by BetMGM, which means money for your girl.
How many shows do you have?
I don't know. It feels like I was just talking to my producer for Let Her Shoot on the way before I came to you guys, and I said, I know you feel like all you're doing is editing. All I feel like I do is record. That's all I do all day long. Like, I'm like Stephen A. Smith of the digital world. Just the same take on 8 different places. We've got Alley-Oop every Tuesday on Meadowlark with Juju Gotti. That's a basketball podcast and a culture podcast. That's happening. We've got Snap Judgment, sponsored by BetMGM, on Mondays and Fridays. And that just started last Friday, so we're excited about that. And then we've obviously got the Heat Check, which is really becoming just the stepchild, where it's like the cobbler that has no shoes. I've got so many obligations from other people who are actually paying me money that Heat Check is going a little underserved, but we're going to get back at it more on the
I have great news for you. Nothing is happening. So you're
nothing's
fine.
Happening. Except for this Kawhi thing is happening.
Well, and Josh Giddey. So you could do a podcast on Kawhi Leonard and Josh Giddey.
Exactly. So, and then we've got Let Her Shoot on Tuesdays as well.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
But anyway, I said this on Snap Judgments. I think that the team that surprised me the most was how bad the Dolphins look.
Mm.
They've got people splitting hairs about whether they want to admit they're Polynesian or not now online.
No. Oh.
People are giving up their up the pig roasts and the like luau's. And the flowers around their neck, because that's how badly Tua Tagovailoa looks right now.
Mm-hmm. That's out of pocket, for the record. That's out of pocket.
Speaking of,
I mean, I agree, but that is what was occurring. People were like, "Don't call me Tongan. I'm not." It's like, hold on, okay, relax. I wasn't doing that, but I was watching. You had some like Polynesian on Polynesian crime. A civil war is breaking out within the Polynesian culture.
All because Tua.
Based around, because of Tua. Because of Tua.
Speaking of ethnicity, did you guys know Jaden Daniels has Asian descent?
No, I did not know that he had Japanese in his blood.
No clue.
I can kind of see it, though.
Yeah, now that it's there, yeah. Oh, yeah, I see it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't think twice about it.
Do you remember there was like a huge... well, I don't know what you would call it, like a trend. It was when Cisco and Wu-Tang were at the peak of their powers.
Unleash the
and
dragon.
Drew, it was like Drew Hill. And so you had like black culture really embracing Japanese culture.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Tattoos, you know, dragon, I mean, we got Kenya
dragon
Martin.
Dragon tattoos, dragon.
Nikki did it too, like
yes.
5 years ago, 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Ja Rule did it as well.
No.
Even the like the sounds of the little like just like Asian chimes in the background, which now looking back is a little appropriative. It'd be like and you're like, hold on, relax, okay, relax.
Christina Milian, Dip It Low, great video.
Yes, yes, you know what I'm saying.
Now that I think about it, I want to put a pin in Kawhi because I don't think we ever talked to Drist about Kawhi. I think that was after Shoes Tuesday.
Yeah. Oh.
So I want to get back to that because I want to still talk a little football. But
how much time do we have, by the way?
Oh, we have till 2.
Okay. All right. Perfect. Okay. Perfect. Perfect.
I parked right outside the dentist appointment so that I can just pull up, you know, just walk right in.
That's love. Perfect. That's love. What did you think of Sunday night, excuse me? Did that say anything to you, or was it just a good game, great finish?
Well, I think we can say that Baltimore continues to not, at the end of games that are important, be trustworthy. That's really what it is, you know? Mm. And I love Lamar, and I love Derrick Henry, and just you got to do better. John Harbaugh's record in these types of games is not good. Yeah. I don't actually blame any of the players, really. It's him as a coach. There's some things that need to get cleaned up.
Well,
and the Bills,
fumble.
They're just never dead. Huh?
He didn't fumble.
He did not fumble. He did not fumble. You're right. But there's some game script there that can be cleaned up. I think that Derrick Henry fumble was just very fluky. You're
yeah,
talking about
absolutely.
A guy who's almost impossible to get rid of the football. Like he's just so strong and powerful and huge to pop it out in that manner was just a great one, hell of a play. I love the Bills. I think the Bills are winning the AFC this year.
Now, real quick, the 7-second possession that they had after that might have been John Harbaugh.
I think it was 5 seconds.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Couldn't even turn the TV on, and they were already punting.
Awful. It was like, I just went to get water. Why do the Bills have the ball back? Yeah, that was
the
crazy.
The fact that the Bills missed the 2-point conversion and still won that game is like unacceptable.
Still got the ball left next to the 2-minute warning. Ow. That was crazy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So you're in on the Bills, completely out on the Chiefs, or just completely in on Buffalo?
Oh. Well, I've got Xavier Worthy on my fantasy team. And what is he worthy of, really? I don't know.
Prayers.
I mean, he's worthy of our prayers. He's worthy of our thoughts and prayers. He's worthy of this hospital bid. He's worthy of admonishment for putting his arm up to say he's wide open, which is why he separated his damn shoulder by running into his own teammate. It just kind of feels like the comedy of errors and issues around the Chiefs this year are worse than ever, right? You've got Rashee Rice suspension 6 games. Isaiah Pacheco doesn't look like himself coming off of that injury. You've got Kareem Hunt, you know, can't tell whether you can hear me or if I'm frozen. Am I good?
You're back now.
No.
You're just doing a couple of quick shivers like you're freezing and unfreezing. And she doesn't know that. She's leaving the car. I believe we have an official freeze. There's slight motion there. There's just slight motion. It's like kicking out at 2 3/4.
It's like a false start.
She's trying to jump back on side as quickly as possible.
Oh, now we've just lost her.
Shout out to TK for always trying to make it work. I don't know that we'll get the opportunity because this is not on you. Trista hit me like last Tuesday. It was like, hey, can I come on early next week? I completely forgot to put it into the show notes that she was going to be on with us early next week, this week. But whether we spend a few minutes talking about, we've got to talk about what the Toronto Star reported on Kawhi. Because it is, I don't know what to, it's amazing. Let's call it what it is. It's amazing. Let's bring Trista back. Let's see if she can pick up where we left off. There's more blue sky behind you. Maybe this will be better.
Turn to a different side of the car.
Yeah, that's what she did. That's fine. She's trying to make it work.
I see her.
Now I'm not sure she can hear us. Oh, this isn't. No, go get your teeth cleaned. This is actually getting worse. Whatever just happened just got worse. Okay.
It was almost a Joe Davidson situation.
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, yeah. We should have let her talk.
It sounded a little crazy.
It's always funny to us, and I get it, like we've lived through this before. Yeah. It's always funny to us when a guest drops out. It's never funny to them.
No, I'd be pissed if I were them.
Yeah, no, I'd understand it. Like if I was on like with, you know, Butcher Boy or something, I'd be mortified if something went wrong. But for us, it's funny.
It is. Like it's whatever. It's the internet. Every time. I laugh every time.
You're in the parking lot of a dentist office. Of course something is going to go wrong. I thought her comments about Brock Purdy and Christian McCaffrey were a little out of pocket.
They were very out of pocket.
I thought both of those guys played well.
Yeah, Brock played well. He had, it's rare that you say this, but literally it feels like those two interceptions were like the only two bad passes he had. They were bad passes.
No, they were. Yeah,
but he dropped back 20 some odd times, and it was just those two passes that just were bad. Other than that, it was all good.
Let's try again. Are you in the actual dentist office now?
I'm in the lobby. Can you guys hear me?
No, this is bad. This is bad.
See a strep throat?
You sound ill. You sound like you're at the
dentist. That was Joe Davidson right there.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.